This news update sponsor is Pigeon Hardware, your do-a-best paint and paint supply store. You'll also find electrical, plumbing, and hardware supplies at Pigeon Hardware. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. The Huron County Board of Commissioners anonymously declared May of 2024 as Motorcycle Awareness Month during their April 23rd meeting. As spring brings an increase in motorcyclists on the roads, both in Huron County and across Michigan, heightened caution and awareness are urged for all road users. This proclamation follows the advocacy of individuals like Jeremy Bouverette, otherwise known as Iceman, and organizations such as Abate, the American Bikers Aiming Toward Education of Michigan, Incorporated, dedicated to promoting motorcycle safety and education. With Michigan's relaxed helmet laws and the hashtag Pure Michigan campaign attracting more riders to the state, the roads are expected to see a surge in motorcycle traffic. Huron County emphasizes the importance of remaining vigilant with a call to action. Look twice, save a life. Motorcycles are everywhere. And law enforcement in Huron and Tuscola counties are ramping up efforts against distracted driving. Troopers and officers from various agencies, including the Caro Post and Caro Police, along with deputies from both county sheriff's departments and troopers from the 3rd District Traffic Enforcement Team, will be conducting extra patrols this week. Their focus will be on enforcing the hands-free and move-over law to promote safe driving practices and raise awareness of the dangers of distracted driving. This crackdown follows legislative actions last June, making it illegal to manually use a cell phone or any mobile electronic device while driving in Michigan. The law prohibits drivers from holding or supporting a phone or device with any part of their hands, arms, or shoulders while driving. Prohibited activities include making or answering calls, texting, watching videos, accessing social media, browsing the internet, using GPS or navigating systems. Texting in particular poses a significant risk due to visual, manual, and cognitive distraction. Officers can stop and ticket drivers for distracted driving violations as a primary offense. Penalties range from fines to community service, with stricter consequences for repeat offenders. Drivers are urged to prioritize safety by adhering to hands-free regulations and remaining attentive while driving, contributing to safer roads for all. And cases of beer and other beverages ripped through the roof of a truck, spilling into a field after the truck driver swerved to miss a deer on Tuesday morning. Deputy Herford of the Tuscola County Sheriff's Office responded to an incident on April 23rd involving a 44-year-old Owosso man on Chambers Road. The driver en route from a distributor in Flint to various destinations in the Thumb region saw his journey interrupted when he veered to miss a deer, causing the truck filled with beverages to veer off the roadway. The truck subsequently tipped onto its side, resulting in the top of the semi being torn off and boxes of beer spilling into a nearby field. Fortunately, there were no reported injuries in the crash. Tuscola County Sheriff Deputy Herford's investigation into the matter is ongoing. Authorities recommend that drivers do not swerve to avoid animals on the road, but rather apply the brakes and steer straight. And with that, we will be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
This is Kim.
And I'm Nate from Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon.
If you are planning a painting project in the near future, Pigeon Hardware has the perfect color of Do It Best paint we can mix just for you.
That's right, Kim. At Pigeon Hardware, we have a new color selector chart and a new paint tint machine, so we can mix any color you're looking for with Do It Best paints. And don't forget, we also have grass seed fertilizer, garden seeds, bird feeders, bird seed, and suet, and all your electrical and plumbing supplies and hardware items.
That's Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, making home improvement as easy as cake.
Kim, I can't bake.
While you're in downtown Pigeon, make sure you visit Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. Criminal charges say that a Minnesota state senator told police she broke into her stepmother's home because her stepmother refused to give her items of sentimental value from her late father, including his ashes. Democratic Senator Nicole Mitchell of Woodbury was arrested early Monday at the home in Detroit Lakes. The arresting officer said he heard Mitchell tell her stepmother she was trying to get some of her dad's things because the stepmother had cut off contact. The complaint filed Tuesday charges the former broadcast meteorologist with one count of first-degree burglary. Court records don't list an attorney for her. And dozens of protesters have barricaded themselves inside two buildings on a Northern California campus in protest of Israel's war with Hamas. As one of many demonstrations, the students across the nation have set up encampments, occupied buildings, and ignored demands to leave. Protests against Israel's war with Hamas have been bubbling for months, but kicked into a higher gear after more than 100 pro-Palestinian demonstrators who had camped out on Columbia University's Upper Manhattan campus were arrested last week. Dozens more protesters have been arrested at other campuses since. Many now face charges of trespassing or disorderly conduct. And a new package of $61 billion in United States aid may prevent Ukraine from losing its war against Russia, but winning it will be a long slog. The aid approval means Ukraine may be able to release artillery ammunition that it has been rationing. The difference could be felt within days on the front line. That may help slow Russian troops who are taking territory against massively outgunned Ukrainian forces. And the new aid will buy Ukraine time for long-term planning about how to turn the tide. Many military experts believe that neither Ukraine nor Russia are capable of mounting a major offensive until next year. But Russia is pushing forward along the front line, and Ukraine says it desperately needs artillery, ammunition, and air defenses to counter the assaults. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This news update sponsor is Pigeon Hardware, your do-a-best paint and paint supply store. You'll also find electrical, plumbing, and hardware supplies at Pigeon Hardware.